Hey everyone, this is Pastor Brian Ross again from Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I want to come with another video here in this series we've been doing on the King James Bible in America. This is part six. And again, for those of you that weren't aware of it, I wrote a book last year in 2019 called The King James Bible in America, an orthographic, historical, and textual investigation. And you can buy this direct from the publisher, Dispensational Publishing House here, on their website. The book was critiqued recently by Pastor Rodney, and we've been doing a series of videos going through Rodney's critique. Last time we talked about end sample example. The time before that we talked about alway and always. In this one we want to look at what he says about establish and establish. Now, the video that we're going to be looking at today is part two. So this is A Tale of Two Schools, Part 2, from September 27. Rodney did one on Thursday, September 24, called A Tale of Two Schools, Part 1. And the majority of the first five videos in this series were devoted to that, although we did have a couple clips in a few of the videos from Part 2 as well. So in this section, Rodney is going to begin discussing and establish and establish. And let me just say, Rodney does say at the beginning of part two that he's not going to be talking about me directly. However, what he does say in this video absolutely applies to what I argued in the King James Bible in America. So it's important to realize that here as we get started with this. So we're going to look now as Rodney begins to talk about this, and he's going to kind of set up what he's going to do here in this section.
And these brazen translators today, they do the same thing. They say that since our language has changed over the years, that we need to change the Bibles. Because dictionaries are changing words, and if we want to know what the words mean now, we need to find the right dictionary. We need to find the right dictionary in order to understand the Word of God. That's a lie. You know, the sales pitch for every modern perversion of the Word of God today is this. The King James Bible is too difficult to understand. This version is much easier, Eve. It just flows. Let me do that again. It just flows. Or is that this way? It's so easy, Eve.
So I want to stop it here, and again, I want to be clear about something that I've tried to be clear about this whole time. I have zero problem with the older forms of these words, be it alway, ensample, establish, throughly. I am not calling for these to be changed and updated, okay? I'm just not. I don't have a problem with them.
Reason that every perversion and fake Bible exists today is because those fake translators believe that little voice in their ear that said, "Hath God said?" The first question in the Bible brought into question the very Word of God Himself. The very first question in your entire King James Bible. So let's take a look at some words that they say mean the same thing. Today we're going to look at establish and establish. And
so I want you to notice the statement there. He's going to look at words that they say mean the same thing. So they is referring to the false dichotomy that Rodney has established that I addressed in part two of this series. In this same video, and I've covered this in part two and three, Rodney lumps anybody that thinks that the words are spelling variants into the same group with James White and Dan Wallace, who are modern version advocates and do not believe that God's word exists really without them reconstructing it, which is a viewpoint that I absolutely reject. But he is going to say you just heard Rodney say that they say, okay, and now my book covers Stablish, Establish, and it argues that the words mean the same thing. So Rodney is by implication, again, now including me with those men that he referenced earlier.
Thoroughly and thoroughly. And we'll see if they mean the same thing. I'm going to show you a picture. You know I own the Oxford English Dictionary, not the little compact one you can buy on eBay. I own the entire set of the Oxford English Dictionary, which when that thing came out was $10,000. Okay? Yeah. I didn't pay $10,000. I paid $350. But it's double volumes. I was going to bring one and do this with Don. Okay? It weighs like 20 pounds. And say, here, Don, just grab this with one hand. Thing is bigger than this. Much bigger than this and heavier than this. I forgot to bring it. I was going to do that with that. Like, there. That's the Oxford English Dictionary, the definitive dictionaries of the English language. And these men say, these men have the audacity to say that the dictionaries say that these words mean the same thing.
So there it is again. These men have the audacity to say that these words mean the same thing. Okay. It's exactly what I've argued in the King James Bible in America. So Rodney might not be talking about me specifically in this video, but he is definitely seeking to address an arguments that I put forth in my book.
I'm going to show you. They don't mean the same thing. Here's a picture right from inside the Oxford English Dictionary. The word establish, this is the word establish, which means to fix, settle, institute, or ordain permanently, to set up on a secure permanent basis, to found, as in a government, to establish a government that did not exist. You establish it, an institution, then to place beyond dispute. It's an established fact, as in an established fact.
So Rodney says that he is going to prove that the words mean different things. And then once again, like we saw in the last two videos, he proceeds to show pictures from the Oxford English Dictionary entry on establish. So he's showing you definition 2, definition 3, and definition 6. So he's saying that he is going to prove that the words mean different things, and then this is the evidence that he's giving. He's giving the Oxford English Dictionary. So let's go actually look at the Oxford English Dictionary. So here is the entry for establish. Okay, so if we go back, Rodney's got number 2. So here's number 2, to settle, to fix, settle, institute or ordain permanently, to enact or by enactment, sorry, or agreement. Then he shows number three, to set up on a secure permanent basis, to found a government, an institution, etc. Then he shows number six down here, to place beyond dispute, to prove a proposition, claim, accusation, etc. All right. So he's in the process of saying that the words mean different things, and he shows you again a selective picture of this. All right, so let's go back to the top. Establish. Notice what it says. Forms. And it's got the different forms of establish, and then notice what it says right here. It says, see also establish. So the very dictionary that Rodney is using to say that the words don't mean this, that the words have different meanings, is telling you that you need to see establish. All right. Notice that he does not point out definition number one, to render stable, firm, to strengthen by material support, to ratify, confirm, validate, to confirm, settle, okay, to restore, etc. He does not show you number one, and there's a reason for that, and we will see as we move on with this, all right? But this dictionary explicitly says to see, establish, all right? So let's go back to the video and hear what he says next.
To prove a position, claim, accusation, rarely with personal objective and complement. Okay, I'll be bringing these back up for us, okay, so we can understand this. This is the word establish, which means to make secure, to strengthen, to reinforce.
Okay, so notice here that now he's got the definition for establish, and he's got 7 and 8, and he's got them highlighted. And notice number 7, to make secure, strengthen, reinforce. Well, notice that he did not cover definition number 1 of establish, which means to render stable or firm, to strengthen by material support, ratify, confirm, validate, to confirm, settle. So definition number one of establish, in the very dictionary that Rodney is using to make this argument, definition number one means the same thing as definition number 7 for establish. Now, we can go, let's hear the rest of what he says before I go any further with that.
Render stable. I brought my pointer. To render stable in faith and virtue. To render stable. Notice up here it says, it is true, this is an example, that the Oxford English Dictionary has a word, then it gives you example from the 1300s till now of how that word was used. I didn't put all that here, it's just a lot. But it just happened to be at the top of this picture I took, so it is true that much hath happed, H-A-P-T. What would that be? Happened, right? What was wrong with that? Why do we want to change H-A-P-T to H-A-P-P-E-N? Hey, what hath? I like that. No, I like that. If I ever write to you, that's what I say, hey, man, what hath? I send you an email and you see what hath? Look. It is true that much hath happed to establish what ye teach. In other words, here's something that was already taught and established. Now a lot has happened to stabilize it, to reinforce what you've said.
So Rodney is presenting the idea here that the word establish is just this idea of to reinforce, okay, or to render stable. So the idea here is that establish is an initial work to set something up or to put something in place initially, and establish is the idea of stabilizing it or bringing stability to it. But again, I want you to notice that not only establish says see also establish, the first definition that Rodney does not show you would indicate something very different is going on here than what Rodney is saying. Now, matters are complicated worse if we go to establish and we want to look at what that has to say. So we see here establish, and we're going to compare apples with apples. So we'll use the version of the OED that Rodney is using. We see establish is now archaic, all right? And then notice you have the different forms of the word. And then notice it explicitly says that that establish is a variant of establish. So the entry in the very dictionary that Rodney is using, now Rodney doesn't show you any of this. He doesn't cover any of this. notice further that it equals established in various senses. From the 16th century, there seems to have been a tendency to confine the use of the form established to those uses in which the relation of meaning to stable is apparent, i.e., where the notion is rather to strengthen or support something existing than to found or set up. Now, I have a couple comments about this, okay? First of all, this is hidden from view. Nothing is said about it, establishing a variant of established. Nothing is said at all about them equaling each other in various senses. This part here about the 16th century is talking about the 1500s in the run-up to the King James Bible in the early 17th century, all right? But if you look at these definitions, you'll notice that they are essentially the same, that they mean the same things, that they are carrying the same meanings. So the OED has for establish, they say see establish, and then in the entry for establish, they claim that they say and make the declaration that it is a variant of establish, a variant form. Okay, so establish, one of the forms of establish, and variant forms. This is from the OED itself. Variant forms are the alternative spellings in which a word has been found over the centuries. Variant spellings are listed in the forms section at the top of the entry. That would be right here. So this dictionary, contrary to what Rodney is saying that these words mean the same thing, that they are variants of each other, and that establish equals establish in various senses. Now, this is not only true in the OED, but this is true going all the way back. So what I have here, this is the Table Alphabetical. This is the first known English dictionary put together by Robert Cumdry in 1604. This is the same year that the King James authorized the translation on the King James Bible to begin. And I've pared this down for the sake of ease. But if you look here, there is a definition for established. The past tense form of established. Notice what it means. Sure, confirmed, made strong. Well, if you go back to the OED and you look up the definition for establish, let's go back and look, you will see that it has the same meanings. Strengthened by, to render stable or firm, to strengthen by superior material support, to ratify, confirm, validate, to confirm, settle. Okay? The words mean the same thing. Here's a dictionary from 1604. The same year the King James authorized the Bible. So this dictionary is a primary source for the meaning of words in the early 17th century, and this is what this dictionary is reporting, right? Now, we could go to other dictionaries. We could go to Glossopedia. Glossopedia is from, this one was done in 1656 by Thomas Blount. And notice here, established to settle upon a foundation, to make firm and sure. Same substantive meaning and definition establish from 1656. We could go to a New World of Words dictionary. This one is by Edward Phillips from 1658. And here we have to establish, to make stable, firm or sure, to settle, fix, okay? All words now, meaning the same thing as what? Establish, as Rodney is showing here from the dictionary. We could go to a Universal Etymological Dictionary from 1721, and we could see the same thing. If I can get this, there it is. And you can see establish, to make stable, firm, that's establish, excuse me, make stable, firm, and sure, to fix, to settle. A host of dictionaries going all the way back to 1604 throughout the 17th and 18th centuries are all saying that these words mean the same thing. Establish is a variant form of establish, and the two equal each other in meaning.
Yeah, that's right. to reinforce or secure or strengthen, as in to stabilize after something has already been established, permanently fixed. Right? So let's look at the first mention of the word establish in your King James Bible. Established is used 44 times, and there's no way we can look at all of them today. Okay, there's no way we can do that. I'm going to pick out a couple of them. But first, here's the definition: to fix, settle, ordain permanently, to set up on a secure, permanent basis, to prove a position, claim, accusation. The first use of the word establish in your King James Bibles, Genesis 6:18. Talking to God's talking to Noah. But with thee will I establish my covenant. It doesn't exist yet. That covenant doesn't exist. I'm going to establish it. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. So why wasn't establish used here? That's what I got in my notes. You can't stabilize something that doesn't exist yet. So did they?
So again, I mean, we can go back to this, establish, to place or set a material thing firmly in position, to station, to place, all right, to set permanently in an office, to ordain permanently, to set up or found securely. Establish can be used and is used and has been used as the evidence suggests here, exactly to talk about the initial setting up of something. Now, Rodney is basing this off of this verse, but if you go look this up and you trace the history of Genesis 6:18 in the English Bible, you will see that the King James Bible is not the first Bible to use the word establish here. But this is the Geneva Bible from 1560. But with thee will I establish my covenant. The King James is following in that verse the Geneva reading. But with thee will I establish my covenant. The King James translators are not making some uber spiritual decision and point here when they do this. They're simply using a reading, an English reading that already existed that accurately captured the meaning of the Hebrew text.
They use the word establish, and did they stay away from the word establish here? So I would ask you this simple question right here. We could just wrap this up and go home right now. Do they mean the same thing? End of story, right?
No, not the end of the story, because Rodney has not showed all of the pertinent information from the very dictionary that he is using to try to make this assertion. Now, either the dictionary is valid or it's not. Like I pointed out in other videos, either we're going to subjectively define the meaning of words through private interpretation and through our own definitions from the text, or we're going to use the dictionary. And I'll add that this definition that he has here is a compound definition that he's put together from the selected choices that he showed his audience from the dictionary, not the entire thing, which says very clearly when you go to establish, that you should see establish. When you go to establish, it says it's a variant form of establish, and that the two are equal in meaning in various senses.
End of story. They don't mean the same thing, because you can't reinforce, strengthen, and secure something that isn't established yet.
That would make sense if that was the only meaning of establish. But it's not, as I've showed you, from the very dictionary Rodney is using.
It was still in the future when that was spoken. Now, when Noah came out of the ark, that's when God put his bow in the sky. And then God talked about the covenant I told you about. Here it is. Now we're establishing it. Now it's an established covenant. By the way, is there a difference between these two words? What's the difference? The E is different, right? What's the difference between these two words? The E. Well, let me ask you this. Do these two words, Do these two words mean the same thing? They don't, do they? Then why would anybody say these two words mean the same thing? Why would anybody say that? I'll tell you who. Hath God said?
So anybody that would say that those words mean the same thing is on par with the adversary's questioning of Eve in Genesis 3. That's what Rodney's saying. So he says, well, what's the only difference between these words? One has an E in front of it. This one has an E in front of it. Therefore, they're not the same. Well, the problem with that kind of an argument is that doesn't always apply. Okay, so let me show you an example here. Let's look up the word flammable. Whoops. Look up the word flammable, and I think I just spelled it wrong, so it's probably going to flag it and make me make an additional, so we want, here we go, flammable. Is there a difference between flammable and inflammable? Well, Rodney says that, you know, Rodney would leave you with the impression that just because there's a letter here or a prefix at the beginning of a word, that that automatically means that the words are different. But is that true in every case? Is that true every time that there's a prefix? Well, if you look up the word flammable, okay, notice that it equals inflammable. Now, I know we're talking about established, established, but I'm addressing this point here that Rodney, that this insinuation that Rodney's making here about the insertion of the letter E in the front of these words. In this case, yes, in the case of emotion, motion, possibly there's a difference in meaning. But that doesn't mean that automatically any word that you put an E in front of, there's a difference in meaning, any more than automatically if you put an IN in front of inflammable. Because flammable and inflammable, flammable equals inflammable. They mean the same thing, even though one has a prefix in front of it. So sometimes adding a letter changes the meaning, but not always. And what this means is that it's necessary to search these things out and make sure that we are actually talking about accurate factual information. Just because there is an E in front of establish does not automatically mean it's a different word that means something different.
Hath God said? Now, I'm going to say this before we keep moving, because there are times in your King James Bible where, for those of us alive today, the word establish and establish used by the translators, we don't understand, because they're like, it kind of like seems the same thing, right? And here's the difference between you and me and every single person alive today, is that no man knows how and why they arrive at a lot of things in their King James Bible, and that's where faith comes in. That's where trusting the Word of God comes in. I'm going to talk about that more later on, but. So let me show you, though, an absolutely clear distinction. Well, what we just saw is very clear, but I'm going to show you a clear distinction between establish and establish, which is why I asked you to open your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Notice in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2, and sent Timotheus our brother and minister of God and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ. Why did he send him there? To establish you and comfort you concerning your faith. Now think about this. Paul was in Thessalonica. We read about that in Acts chapter 17. He was there for only 3 Sabbaths. And then those fellows of the baser sort, they gathered together a group, and they came against Saul of Tarsus. Again, well, he's now Paul. And they created havoc for Paul, and they had to leave. Well, you don't establish somebody in 3 weeks. So after Paul left, he's concerned about these people. So what does he do? He sends Timothy. Sends Timothy to establish them. Right? By the time you arrive at the end of the chapter, I'm not going to put it up here. I just want to leave that there. Well, let's read it. I'm going to go down. Follow me as I read the whole chapter. Look, verse 3. that no man should be moved by these afflictions, because there were a lot of afflictions against this message now, right? They kicked Paul out of there, blah, blah, blah. Now he's sending Timothy back into that hornet's nest, right? For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. Yeah, afflictions. We're appointed unto that. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain. But now, when Timotheus came from you unto us, and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us, as we also to see you, therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God again for you, for all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God, night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. Now let's read the last verse. Look here. I'm going to read the last verse up here. To the end, he may establish your hearts. To the end, he may make secure and strengthen and reinforce and render you stable in the faith, like stabilize you in the faith. So the chapter begins with that Paul is wanting them established, and by the end of the chapter, they're established. They're stable.
So here we see the ultimate application of the selected use of the dictionary. Again, Rodney has shown only those definitions from the OED that fit the point that he was trying to make, so that he could come and make this point. And I am just going to point out once again the textual facts. Okay, here's 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2 in the King James Bible, and it says that he sent Timotheus to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith. Okay, now verse 13, to the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God. Okay, so on the surface of it, when you selectively engineer what you want folks to see, you can make this point. But the problem with that is, and I'm going to switch on the Strong's Concordance again in this video so that you can see, if you go to verse 2 and you look here and it says, where am I at here, to establish you, notice that is 47:41. If you come down here and you look at this, to establish you, 47:41. The Greek word is the same. It is the same in the preserved Greek. There, when the King James translators are doing this passage, they are simply applying the principle established in the preface. The same Greek word appears at the beginning that appears at the end, and they render the verse using two English synonyms. That is what is going on here, all right? We can look at the translational history. The following table compares, I did a collation of the New Testament. The following table compares occurrences of the various forms of establish and establish from the New Testament found in English Bibles translated from the Textus Receptus stretching from King James, from Tyndale to King James. So here we have the table, establish and establish. Notice, so let's go to the verses that Rodney's talking about. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2 and verse 13. So we have establish, 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 all the way across until now we get to establish in the King James Bible. Every single one of these had establish except the Reams, which had confirm. There's a reason why I included that, but I'm not going to get into that right now. And then you look at verse 13, stable, 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 establish, establish. So it was Tyndale, corrupt when he had established here and not established in verse 2. You can see very clearly that what starts with occurrences of establish, as you work your way through time, what word starts to show up and more frequently in use in the English language, it is establish. It is this form. These are not wholly different words. They are variant forms of the same word. All right? So, first note that Tyndale, Coverdale, Matthew, and Great Bible never utilize any form of the word establish. Second, observe that the variation in spelling employed across the board when the word establish or establish is used. Even the Bishop's Bible, the immediate predecessor of the King James, spells established at least six different ways. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, OED, the word establish is derived from the Middle English word establishen, which means to establish, found, or create, according to the Middle English Dictionary. So we can actually go look at that. And we can search that out, and we can go to the Middle English Dictionary, and we can demonstrate this without having to take my word for it. Here is the entry in the Middle English Dictionary. Here establisheth. Notice the first definition, to establish, found, create. Any idea that these words don't mean the same thing is not even realistic. Meanwhile, establish is not used in the English Bible until the Geneva Bible, the 1557 New Testament and 1560 Complete Bible, where it is found three times in the New Testament. The King James itself is a mixed bag, electing to use established 11 times and established 7 times. These observations are not indicative of two wholly different words, but rather the unsettled orthographical standards in terms of how to spell the word in English. Lastly, observe how the use of establish increases as one works from left to right. This is illustrative of a further orthographic change as establish began to replace established as the preferred English spelling. These observations are reflected in the following line graph charting the historical usage of the words in question in English literature. So this is the Google Books Ngram viewer where you can compare the use of these two words and notice what is happening. You have two words that are developed, you have two words here, and by the time you get into the early 1600s, you start to see an increase in the use of one and a decrease in the use of other. And this data coheres exactly with what Noah Webster states for establish in his 1828 American Dictionary of the English Language, where he says establish, to fix, to settle, in a state of permanence, to make firm, in lieu of this, establish is now always used. These are not wholly different words of discriminated meaning.
Stabilized. Amen? I'm going to put these two things up here right now for this reason. The book of Romans begins the same way. The book of Romans begins with establishing to settle them, ordained permanently, to set up on a secure permanent basis, to prove a position, and then the end of Romans has strengthened, reinforced, and stabilized them in the faith. Notice Romans chapter 1, verse 11. For all, Paul says, for I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. You see, they're not established yet. And the spiritual gift that he wants to impart unto them, you'll find in five verses from there, it's the gospel of Christ. That's the gift that he brings them, and he wants them to really understand that. And then at the end of the book of Romans, Romans chapter 16, verse 25, now to him that is of power to establish you, according to my gospel, the one I received by revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel which in other ages was not made known unto the children of men, but now it's made known through me by revelation from Jesus Christ. That gospel is able to stabilize you. And the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. But in Ephesians 3, he would add, but now is made known to his saints. Like I've said before, right? When they build those high TV towers, they will go up like 3,000 feet. You see them on the horizon frequently. The first thing they did is they built a foundation. Probably as big as this room is probably as big as this building, the foundation itself. That's what's going to establish that tower. It's going to establish it. But as they begin building that tower, they're going to run cables. Okay? And when they run those cables on the tower that is established on the foundation, they're stabilizing it. And the higher they go, the longer the cables get. And the higher they go, and what did they do? What are those cables doing? They're stabilizing that thing so that it doesn't fall over. That's what the book of Romans is. The book of Romans is the foundational truth of the body of Christ today. And when you understand the book of Romans, you will be established. And when you get to the end of the book of Romans and you understand all of the doctrine that is in the book of Romans, the salvation you have, the security you have in Christ, you will be completely stabilized and you will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine that comes along, and you're not going to be fooled by men who can tell you you can lose your salvation because you did that stupid little thing there. The beauty of being in Christ is that he supplements all the lack that you have. That's why Paul was able to say, and ye are complete in Christ. I'm not complete in myself. I'm complete in him. I've been forgiven all trespasses in Christ, and I'm complete. And there is the fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there because he's going to shortly switch over. But he's making this argument based upon Romans chapter 1, verse 11, where it says, for I long to see you to the end that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that you may be established. So, they're needing to be established in Romans chapter 1, but then when you get to Romans 16, verse 25, then now they've been established, they've been stabilized based upon this defining of the words that Rodney has presented in this video based upon his selective use of the dictionary. But let's turn on the tools here and let's look at this. So notice that this is the same word that we saw in 1 Thessalonians. So let's click on that. So this is the word translated, may be established. And we're going to click on that. We're going to load it up, and we're going to see what happens. Okay? So here's Romans chapter 1, verse 11, where it's translated established. And here's Romans 16:25, where the same word is translated established. Folks, when Paul wrote Romans under inspiration of God in Greek, he said the same word both spots. That was preserved down through the history of the church during the dispensation of grace. The King James translators render that word with two different English words consistent with what the principle established in the preface. So Paul did say the same thing in Romans 1 as he did in Romans 16 when he gave the book of Romans under inspiration of God. The King James translators use two different English words to state in English what the text says in Greek. This is very close to arguing that the translators have some extra revelation and understanding of things because of the way they are rendering this. These are synonyms, they mean the same thing. And I want to make one final point before I close off. The first mention, so again, Rodney talks a lot in other videos from August about the built-in dictionary, and Gail Ripplinger has written a whole book about it where they talk about the principles of the built-in dictionary. Rodney says in other videos that he implies the law of first mention and the laws of near and remote context to define words, and that's how the built-in dictionary works. And then Gail Ripplinger gives some additional instructions here. Again, look at the next word to the word in question. Look at the words in the verse. Look at the next verse or the preceding verse. Read at the beginning of the paragraph, etc. Well, the first mention of the word establish is in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 13 in your King James Bible. So let's look at that verse, okay? So we're going to go look at, I think we are, we're going to go look at 2 Samuel chapter 7 here in the King James Bible. And I want to point something out to you, okay? So look with me at verse 12. So here's the verse. This is the first occurrence of establish in verse 13, but look at verse 12. When thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. So according to Rodney's definitions, that would be the initial setting of it up, okay? And he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. So here the kingdom's going to be established. Here the throne of the kingdom is going to be established. So now let's drop down to verse 16. And when thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee, thy throne shall be established forever. Do you see that in the same context of the first mention of establish, it is used interchangeably with the word establish to talk about the throne? In verse 13, he's going to establish the throne of his kingdom forever. And in verse 16, the throne shall be established forever. Guess what? If you turn on the tools and you look at these words in the Hebrew, guess what you're going to find? You're going to find that these are the same Hebrew words. So here is verse 12, establish 35:59. Then you come down here and you have, I will establish 35:59. Then you come down to verse 16 where you have, this is a different word here, but then here we have 35:59 again translated establish. Folks, it doesn't matter what methodology you want to use. If you want to use the built-in dictionary methodology, if you want to use a dictionary methodology, all of the evidence, no matter what line of argumentation you want to use, all point to these words meaning the same thing. They are variants. They are variant spellings. They are all forms of the same word going all the way back into Middle English. And I will end with this again. At what point are we going to allow objective facts and evidence to be our guide and not subjective tradition? To me, that is the most critical and essential question of this whole thing. Rodney's use of the dictionary does not prove what he is claiming to prove.
Plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stain. Amen? And I got news for you. That blood is ever flowing on the life of a believer, of a person who is in Christ. That's not an excuse to go live in sin. That is a privilege to live in the grace of God and serve God according to that manner today. Amen? So, there are a lot of established in the King James Bible. We're going to go to the word throughly now.
So, you can look at the translational history from the collation here. You can see that there's no standard orthography for how to spell any of these words. You can look at the dictionary going all the way to 1604, 1658, or 1656, 1658, 1721. You can go to the Middle English Dictionary. You can go to the King James Bible itself. You can see that these are all translations of the same Hebrew and Greek words. You can look at the law of first mention. You can see that in the first mention that the words establish and establish are used interchangeably to refer to the throne of God. And they are used interchangeably throughout the Old Testament in passages talking about the Davidic covenant. You should also look up the following verses. You should look up 2 Samuel chapter 7 verses 13 and 16. You should look up 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 5. You should look up 1 Chronicles chapter 17 verses 12 through 14, and you should look up 1 Chronicles chapter 22 verse 10. all enunciations of the Davidic covenant in which the words established and established are used interchangeably to refer to the different components of the Davidic covenant. So at a minimum, at an absolute minimum, Rodney has not proved his point based upon his use of the Oxford English Dictionary. In fact, the very dictionary that Rodney uses demonstrates that the words are synonyms and that they are variant forms of each other. In the next video, we will look at what he says about thoroughly, truly. Thanks for your time.